This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Welcome to the show, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. On USA Radio Network, third hour on USA Radio, and right here on Newsmax TV, my Power Hour. We give this hour, it's so important to us, we give it its own name, its own separate, distinct name. It's called The Aftermath, The Root Reaction, The Aftermath, because it's 8 o'clock, after 8 o'clock, East Coast time, after 5 o'clock, West Coast time here on the left coast. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, my beautiful adopted hometown. And so the news is over for the day. And I like to react to it. It's the root reaction, the aftermath. And so we are here with you in the Newsmax Power Hour. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, relentless middle-class warrior, relentless conservative warrior, relentless capitalist evangelist, the war machine, Wayne Allyn Root. American-made and proud of it. Can't fight a war like this anywhere else in the world. I fight for taxpayers, not illegal aliens. Not welfare addicts, taxpayers, citizens, people born in the good old USA who fight hard to earn a living every day like you. It's the most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Light them up. No guests tonight, just you and me, 833-927-8255. And what a day in Trump land. Nothing but great news. Democrats are on the run. Here's my latest commentary coming out Thursday, 48 hours from now. In the Las Vegas Review-Journal, 16th biggest newspaper in America, very often my commentary is picked up by Real Clear Politics and conservative websites all over the United States, and they make headlines. This one is called The Crimes of Obama. I guarantee it'll make headlines. The Crimes of Obama. How did I know? Today, everyone is asking the question, what did Obama know and when did he know it? President Trump himself tweeted out that exact question earlier this week. What did Obama know and when did he know it? It's starting to dawn on everyone. This terrible mess, this fraud, this scandal of all scandals, this government conspiracy to frame candidate Donald Trump that turned into a conspiracy to impeach and remove from office President Donald Trump could not have happened without President Obama's full knowledge and approval. Obama knew about it. He either ordered it or approved it. He coordinated it. This is Obama's scandal. This is Obamagate. Everyone's starting to read the tea leaves now. They all know Obama's in trouble. But I read the tea leaves before anyone else in the United States. Google the word Obamagate. Go ahead and Google it, I dare you. The earliest story that comes up, the earliest date that comes up on page one of Google for Obamagate is my Las Vegas Review-Journal commentary on September 23rd, 2017. Last year, September 23rd, almost a year ago. Back then I said, and this is a quote, "This is our generation's Watergate. Except far worse, this looming Obamagate will make Watergate look like a misdemeanor. It makes Watergate look like child's play. The Obama administration spied on the Trump campaign. And the real question is, what did Obama know and when did he know it?" I wrote that almost a year ago, 9 months ago. Today, everyone is starting to understand what happened. Welcome to my world. TV host Maria Bartiromo said earlier this week, during the administration of President Barack Obama, the DOJ, the FBI, the IRS, and the CIA were all involved in trying to take down Donald Trump. Fox News chief analyst Andrew Napolitano, a friend of mine, hi Andrew, said we may be on the precipice of exposing a very, very extraordinary political use of intelligence and law enforcement by the Obama administration. Mark Penn, the chief pollster and campaign strategist for Bill and Hillary Clinton. He helped elect Bill Clinton president. He helped elect Hillary Clinton United States Senator from New York, and he turned on the Clintons. This week, he accused Robert Mueller of engaging in a deep state quasi-coup. He said the goal of Mueller is to bring down President Trump using storm trooper tactics. Penn reported, this is the Clinton strategist and pollster. Penn reported he spent a year working with President Clinton, defending him against prosecutor Ken Starr and the famous Clinton investigation. That was child's play compared to what's going on here, Mark Penn said. The following headlines show how bad it's getting, how the noose is tightening. Devastating text from FBI's Peter Strzok. Strzok said Obama's White House is running the Trump investigation. The DOJ confirms Inspector General will probe impropriety and political motivation of the Obama FBI spying on Trump. Fired FBI boss James Comey will be savaged by the Justice Department watchdog, the IG, the Inspector General, for not moving fast enough to get a warrant for the Hillary emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop. FBI informant Stephen Halper was paid over $1 million by the Obama administration to spy on Trump. Another informant attempted to infiltrate the Trump campaign under Obama. Another one. We don't know yet who it is. Congressman Gaetz of Florida drops a bombshell. House investigators have additional information about the FBI's campaign infiltration the White House doesn't even know yet. And how about this one? FEC records show the DNC issued checks for $98,849.84, by the way, if you care, and $113,645.77. So for $98,000 and for $113,000 to a company called CrowdStrike, a FBI contractor, the day after the murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich and the day after the mysterious overdose death of attorney Sean Lucas. Who's Sean Lucas? Sean Lucas was the attorney who sued the DNC, alleging they committed fraud by rigging the Democratic presidential primary in favor of Hillary Clinton. It all comes back to Obama. Obama was in charge. Nobody ever dared to cross Obama. He was the guy giving the orders and nodding his head like the Godfather. He was the one whose ring they all kissed like the Godfather. How did I know before anyone else that Obama was the one to blame for all of this? Because Obama's IRS tried to destroy me. No one knew better than me how bad Obama is. He's evil. Judicial Watch took my case because they were so certain it looked like persecution by the Obama administration against an outspoken conservative in those days on Fox News. And Judicial Watch forced the IRS after a 16-month battle to hand over my IRS files. We can now prove it was a political witch hunt. I was persecuted by Obama's IRS for my conservative political beliefs. Obama was my Columbia College classmate. And everywhere I went when I ran for Vice President of the United States on the Libertarian ticket in 2008, I was on the presidential ticket. Who was I running against? Obama. And everywhere I went, I was asked, did I know Obama? What was he like as a college classmate? And I answered honestly everywhere, I don't know. Graduated on the same day, same major, both pre-law. Never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. Don't know anyone who ever met him, ever heard of him, ever saw him. I just answered honestly. You don't think he personally ordered the IRS to come after me? Of course he did. And that's criminal. He gave the criminal order for the IRS to destroy me. So I know who the real Obama is. That's why I know that he was the one. This attempt to destroy Trump, this conspiracy by all levels of the deep state government, has Obama's fingerprints all over it. He gave the orders. Obama hated Trump. How do I know? He hated me and ordered them to destroy me because I merely said I was at Columbia with him, never heard of him, never saw him, never met him. That embarrassed him. He had to get me. What do you think he thought about Trump, who had the temerity to question if he was born in America or Kenya? And say he had no birth certificate. I believe he personally had a vendetta against Trump and went after Trump. He was in charge of this conspiracy to frame Trump, just as he tried to destroy me and many others who stood in the way of his political goals. Obama is not a nice guy. Obama is ruthless and vicious. The tables have turned. It's time to prosecute Obama for the worst conspiracy in American history. Yes, I think it's time to put an ex-president of the United States in prison. Sorry, Obama. Your time has come. We're going to hold you responsible for what you did. And what's interesting is, no sooner I wrote that commentary this morning, it'll be in Thursday's Las Vegas newspaper, my deadline was today, and so I wrote it this morning, Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, speak of the devil, there's the guy that saved me and helped me fight the IRS, along with the great Sam Landis, who was one of the sponsors of this television show, Sam Landis of the Landis Tax Group, and of course of my radio show. Sam Landis has been with me for 2 years. He saved me. He fought the IRS and we won, not once but twice. But Tom Fitton took my case and demanded my files from the IRS. And that's what we found written in the files and typed in the files, all my political, conservative political beliefs. The IRS was looking at my politics, and on the top of the file it was stamped, sensitive case. What does that mean? Liberals will make up every excuse in the books. You know what it means? It means they were out to get me. It means they were like Nazis. It means they were like the Soviet Gulag. It means they were like, was it guy Ceausescu, the head of Romania, who had a police that went out and killed people and hurt people and ruined their lives if you didn't go along with his communist philosophy. Same thing with Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. All these communists act the same way. And I guarantee you that was Obama's intent to destroy me. And Judicial Watch and Tom Fitton got the proof. We got the goods on the Obama administration. They used the IRS to persecute me for my politics. And Judicial Watch and Tom Fitton were in the news today because they said Obama could still be impeached. You can impeach an ex-president. Ordering surveillance, sending spies into the Trump campaign could warrant prosecution, says the watchdog group Judicial Watch. Thank you, Tom Fitton, for always enforcing the law, for always pointing out the right thing. Liberals out there, do you understand if you don't punish a guy who used the IRS to destroy his political opponents because you don't care, because I'm a conservative, next time we're going to use it to destroy you. And I don't want anyone to use it. No one has a right, including Donald Trump. I love Trump. He's my hero. I believe the greatest president in modern American history, and he's on his way to becoming the greatest president, period, ever. And yet even I believe you cannot use, even Trump cannot use the IRS to ever go after a political opponent. We can't allow that in America, ever. Liberals are such hypocrites. It's time to impeach Obama. Wouldn't that be ironic if the president gets impeached, it's not Trump, it's Obama? Liberals' heads are going to explode. Right back. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. They're in no network, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. Liberty HealthShare. For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back. Wayne on the Roof, War Now, USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV. Channel 349 DirecTV. If you're listening right now, Channel 216 Dish TV. You can watch us. Third hour of this radio show becomes a national TV show. My Newsmax Power Hour called The Aftermath, Root Reaction. You can call in right now, 833-WAR-TALK. The whole second half of the show will be your calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And if you're watching right now on Newsmax TV, you can listen each day 3 hours a day. All you have to do is call your local conservative talk radio station and tell them you want War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. And the way to get it is they have to contact USA Radio and become an affiliate. That's my affiliate company that syndicates me all across the United States, USA Radio. So they just go to usaradio.com. All right, poll shock. You know, a lot of people accuse me in a positive way. I mean, accused always sounds like a funny word, like you've done something wrong. But they accused me and thanked me for being the biggest cheerleader in the country on behalf of Donald Trump during the election. Every time they felt things were at the worst, we were down 10, we were down 12, we were down 16. In every single poll, I kept saying, no, we're winning. The polls are skewered. They are purposely trying to discourage you by oversampling Democrats and going after voters, not registered voters, or registered voters, not likely voters. They're absolutely trying to scare you to believe Trump has no chance to win, so they'll make you stay home. And I kept telling people we're winning. Well, the polls showed we were down double digits. And everybody thought I was crazy, and everybody thanked me after the fact for getting them, keeping them positive and keeping them motivated, keeping them in the ballgame. And so I've been, for the last 2 years, telling you, 2 years, however long Trump's been in office, that's about a year and a half almost, a little under a year and a half, I've been arguing that the polls were corrupt too, that Trump is doing fabulous, that he's doing great in the polls. We're going to win big in 18, meaning in November with Congress. And then we're going to win big in a landslide in 2020. And people looked at me like I was crazy because they kept repeating out loud like it was a fact that Trump's the most unpopular president in history. Guess what? New polls out. The generic poll showed Democrats winning for Congress, I think it was by 16 or 17 points. Then it was 10. Then it was 8. Then it was 6. Then it was 3. And now we're up by 6. Okay? It's not even within the margin of error. We're kicking it. You know what? We're kicking butt and taking numbers. Republicans ahead by 6 in the latest generic poll. Amazing. And the reason why, well, first of all, the economy's flying, and Trump's destroyed ISIS, and Democrats have overreached. No one cares about Stormy Daniels. As a matter of fact, it's not they don't care. They're offended at this point. Economy matters, not Stormy Daniels in a private affair 10 years ago. And the Russian collusion, everyone's figured out, doesn't exist. And Mueller is in a witch hunt to try and destroy Trump. And anyone with a brain who isn't blind can see that. And so people are mad at this overreach. But they're also, they're both a combination of happy and angry. China slashes tariffs on car imports. I told you yesterday, Trump probably, it's not definite yet, it's not definitive, but it looks like, tentatively, Trump won the trade war with China. He got them to make all kinds of concessions. Then today, they announced not a concession, nothing tentative. They did it. It's a done deal. They're cutting auto tariffs from 25% to 13.8%. And tariffs on car parts from 10% to 6%. This comes after Trump made the following tweet. He sent this tweet out in April. So just a month ago, he said, when a car is sent from the USA to China, there's a tariff paid of 2.5% in our country. But when a car is sent from the United States to China, there is a tariff of 25%. Does this sound like free or fair trade to you? No. It sounds like stupid trade, and it's going on for years. And so China responded, Trump wins again. You got to be in it to win it. Trump's a gambler. He's in the casino business. So am I. He's an entrepreneur. So am I. We're all risk takers. We all understand you got to take risks in life. You got to be in it to win it. You got to start a fight with China, and you got to ask for a lot to get something back. And Trump did, and he took a calculated gamble, and he won. And that's only the first part of the winning. Much more to come. But that's one reason why Trump is so big in the polls. Another reason is no one trusts the Democrats. Stormy Daniels' lawyer ordered to pay a $10 million fine in a legal feud today by bankruptcy court. So who trusts him anymore? Who trusts anything he says anymore? Michael Avenatti was supposed to pay back $2 million to a lawyer, and he knew if he didn't pay it by today, there'd be a $10 million fine. He didn't pay it, and he got hit with a $10 million fine. Who's going to listen to him? And then the Trump economy sets more records. First quarter profits earnings reach an all-time high and the largest monthly surplus in history. Wow. Wow. And then parents outraged after New York City school holds a moment of silence for Hamas terrorists. You wonder why people don't like Democrats anymore. And then when it comes to MS-13, Trump keeps stirring them up. I told you, make the whole campaign issue MS-13. Make them defend MS-13. They're not animals. They're wonderful people. They just had bad childhoods. They have tattoos all over their face. They murder people. But they're nice people underneath. Make Democrats say that. They're saying it. Can you believe how dumb they are? Is it even possible anyone could be as dumb as Democrats? The best campaign issue since Michael Dukakis and Willie Horton. They're defending MS-13. Wait till you get back. I'll tell you what they're saying. And we're winning. Big MAGA. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
War now!
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump is meeting with the South Korean president at the White House
The president was asked to update the status of the Singapore summit being held with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
We are working on something, and, you know, there's a chance that it'll work out. There's a chance, it's a very substantial chance that it won't work out. I don't want to waste a lot of time, and I'm sure he doesn't want to waste a lot of time. So there's a very substantial chance that it won't work out, and that's okay. That doesn't mean it won't work out over a period of time, but it may not work out for June 12th. But there's a good chance that we'll have the meeting.
House Speaker Paul Ryan said today he supports the Justice Department's decision to have an inspector general review if the FBI had an informant in the presidential campaign of President Donald Trump.
Having the IG report is very important, and giving the IG the latitude to take the investigation where it needs to go. Having the U.S. attorney from Utah attached to the IG to give them the kind of tools they need to go after any abuses is important.
This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Wayne Allyn Root. We're now Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau. U.S. Gold Bureau is the only full-service precious metals firm owned by the company chosen by the state of Texas to operate the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. If the state of Texas trusts them, then you should too. They are the sponsor of this show and this segment of the show. Here is the coin you get, this beautiful American silver eagle, just for calling them right now. So give them a phone call, 1-800-885-4653. That's 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. Call right now for your free consultation and your free coin just for calling in. You get the free consultation, you get the free American silver eagle, 1 ounce of pure silver with no additional obligation, no shipping costs, no hidden fees. Coin fresh from the U.S. Mint in brilliant, uncirculated condition. They're so sure they can win you over as a long-term client, they're willing to lose money just for the chance to earn your business. So call them now, U.S. Gold Bureau, and thank them for supporting my show and Wayne Allyn Root on Newsmax TV. Because without them, shows like this go away. We've got to have our conservative sponsors. They're brave. They're willing to sponsor conservative TV and conservative talk on the radio as well, and they are great people, U.S. Gold Bureau. All right. I told you that I take calls, and we will, in a matter of seconds, but I want to let you know the number one issue for the 2018 election is this MS-13. Donald Trump calls them animals. He doubles down. The White House trolls the media and puts out a report, what you need to know about the violent animals of MS-13. And liberals like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer freak out, and they tell us they're human beings, too. We should never call them animals. And that sets up the most fantastic debate, the most fantastic election you'll ever have. Here's John Harwood of CNBC. He's an anchorman on CNBC. He says, however repugnant, this is his Twitter, their actions, MS-13 gang members are human beings, too. John Legend, the singer, says, even human beings who commit heinous acts are the same species as us, not animals. I'm in the hospital with our new son. Any of these babies here could end up committing terrible crimes in the future. It's easy, once they've done so, to distance ourselves from their humanity. And then he says, listen to this one. We should particularly interrogate the role of American policy in helping to make MS-13 the organization it is. In other words, liberals like John Legend actually think that it's not, the blame doesn't go to the criminal who murders people, who cuts their eyes out, who carves their heart out. This is what they do. Who rapes women repeatedly, gang rapes them. They don't think it's their fault. It's society's fault. It's America's repressive, racist policies, according to the John Legends of the world. And then Legend finishes up by saying, dehumanizing large groups of people is the demagogue's precursor to visiting violence and pain upon them. Well, guess what? I wish violence and pain upon MS-13. You mean you don't wish violence and pain upon the worst heinous killers in America who bring heroin into the country and bring prostitutes and human trafficking and probably child trafficking and cut the hearts out and murder people? He says it makes it easier to destroy their families and much worse. How about the families they destroy, John Legend? Listen, if that's the ground on which we're going to win our election, if liberals want to debate that issue, wow, is that a winner for us? Wow. Make them defend MS-13. Make them say nice things about the animals who are in vicious gangs with tattoos all over their faces that murder people every day. Can you imagine your daughter dating one of them, bringing them in your house? Can you imagine how he treats your daughter? Can you imagine the things he'd do to her, the inhuman things they would do if your daughter decided to leave him and get divorced? Kidnap her, rape her, murder her, put her out in the street, fill her with heroin before she dies of a drug overdose, and then cut her heart out and hold it in her hand and eat a piece of it. That's MS-13. And you want to defend that. You want to say nice things about it. That's like the idiots who run Starbucks, whose new policy is anyone and everyone, without spending a dime, can use the bathrooms at Starbucks. And all over this country, there's panic because the bathrooms are now filled with filthy, disgusting, smelly, disease-ridden homeless people. Filthy, disgusting people are using the bathrooms at Starbucks. Do you want to go to Starbucks? I'd never step foot in there the rest of my life. Done. Forever. Can't go near a bathroom with homeless people in it? Are you kidding me? And so this is the reality. Liberals think they're compassionate. They ruin everything they touch. Everything. And liberals are hypocrites. You know, it's always not in my backyard. So trust me when I tell you, no liberal will let a homeless person in their store or in their business or in their house, their bathroom. They're not sitting on the same toilet as a homeless man did 2 seconds ago. So guess what? They're not going to go to Starbucks anymore. So Starbucks is done. They're killing themselves. They're destroying themselves. They're going to be in business schools as, like ESPN and like the NFL, great examples of destroying your own business. Stupidity. All right. Let's get back to, remember, we're winning the generic poll by 6 points now. Winning by six, as Charlie Sheen would say, winning. And it's because of reasons like this. People are sick of the idiocy of liberals. Doesn't make sense. No common sense. I feel bad for homeless people. They're not using my bathroom. Okay? And so that's common sense. You turn off anyone if you own a business and you let a homeless person in with their smell and their disease and their problems and their mental illness. What if they rape a little girl in the bathroom? What if a woman walks in and they're in there and they rape her? You are responsible. Stupidity. Wow, Starbucks is dumb. All right, let's take a call from, let's start with Mike in Fresno, line one. Mike in Fresno, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Great, Wayne. Take care of yourself now. We need you on the front line there.
I'm taking care. What's on your
Listen,
mind?
Listen, I got about 15 seconds. I'm going to bridge this together real quick. You know, National Rifle Association is doing the right thing. We've got the right to bear arms. It's not whether or not we have guns. It's what's in the heart of these kids that are shooting people up. Unless you have God on the inside, you can't make the right decision. That being said, Wayne, we have to make the right decision in our politics. We need God-fearing judges and politicians to stand up for what's right. And right now, Donald Trump has 61 judges waiting nomination. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Wayne, but if we lose this midterm election, they have to get voted on. Am I correct? So we're going to have to weather the storm here and stand up for what's right.
We're going to win the midterm. I'm telling you, don't sweat it. I mean, always sweat it. Always be nervous. Always be worried. But I'm telling you, we're going to win the midterms. We're going to gain seats big time in the Senate, and I think we'll hold our own in the House. We'll either lose a couple or gain a couple, but it's not going to be a big sweep, and we lose control of the House. It's not going to happen. The more they talk impeachment, the more our people come out and vote for Donald Trump because this is so absurd. He's the greatest economic president in modern American history. He's doing a great job against ISIS, too, and he's doing a great job against MS-13, too, and Americans love that, and we're going to build this wall. And I'm telling you, we're going to win big in 18 and then win in a landslide with Trump in 2020 and rout these people once and for all. They're done. They're finished. So always be nervous. Always go out and vote. Never assume we're going to win. Never coast to the finish line. Always hustle. But we're going to win. Thank you, Mike, for the call. Thank you for being succinct, too, so we get more callers in. Dane, line two from California. Dane, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good, Wayne. Listen, I want to make a quick point before my main point. Today, an MS-13 gang member got sentenced to 40 years in jail. Guess what his name was? Animal. So there you go. Anyway, my what it's called about, there's a story about a sinkhole in front of the White House. Well, let me tell people about that. This sinkhole is a symbolic symbol for President Trump in America. The sinkhole is what President Trump, all the criminals against him, like Obama, Hillary, Mueller, Rosen, all of them. That's a place for them to go when they get convicted. That's where they're going to go, down the sinkhole and straight to you know where. And I tell you, it's almost like a symbolic symbol of what is happening in America.
Dane,
a sinkhole for them.
Dane, you know where you find sinkholes most often? In a swamp. So it's perfect.
Exactly.
Metaphorical. It's perfect. Florida has lots of sinkholes. They open up in a swampy, wet area. And they come out of nowhere, and now the White House has one. So I'm with you, man. Let's dump all the liberals down there. We mean this metaphorically. We don't mean we're going to hurt them physically. I'm not into beating anyone up. I'm not into killing anyone. Only liberals do that. Only Antifa does that. I don't extol violence. But I do think we need to put them in jail. There's a lot of people. I think we need criminal tribunals in Washington, D.C., and we need to put thousands of swamp rats and snakes in prison for the crimes they've committed against the American people and the money they've stolen and the fraud they've committed in the name of Obamacare, as an example. All right, Dane, thanks for the call. Let's take Dave in Las Vegas on line four from right here around the corner, my hometown. Dave, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. You're all over the country on Newsmax TV and USA Radio. How are you, man?
All right. Good to talk to you. Mr. Root, hey, you know, I was just going to tell you that I really feel that, you know, we're doing as much as we can. We're doing on the radio what we can. We're trying to talk to people and all that. But we just got to get on the we got to really get hard, and we got to get on the, you know, we got to get on the offense. We got to stop this defense stuff because that's what they're doing. You know, the Democrats are just—it's just like throwing a whole bunch of mud on the wall and hoping to stick on the wall. Now, all of it falls off, yeah. But in the meantime, we look dirty. So we gotta get on the ball. We gotta get after things. You don't win a war. You don't win a game. You don't win anything if you're on the defense, man. You got an offense. You got a sport. You know what I mean?
Well,
so
but Dave,
there's plenty of people we can.
Dave, did you ever see the movie 300? Did you see 300? Dave, are you there?
Go ahead.
Did you see the movie 300?
What is? Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what Trump is. In other words, 300 was 300 Spartans against an army of 300,000 Persians, the biggest army in the world at the time. 300 against 300,000. They held them off for about a week. And then in the end, a traitor ruined them, and they lost. But they made such a valiant stand. Trump isn't even 300. He's won against the entire swamp. One. And he's always on offense, and he's killing them. He's destroying them. He's wiping them out. But it's still only one. So, I mean, unless he gets some help, it's hard to be on offense. He's on offense. Is Paul Ryan on offense? No. Is Mitch McConnell on offense? No. Was John McCain before he got sick on offense? No. Is Lindsey Graham on offense? No. These guys are like little ballerinas. They're a little too soft to be in the political game, man. You need people who bring a gun to a gunfight, not a knife to a gunfight. Republicans are like country club softies, you know, who are used to playing golf with Muffy and badminton with Muffy on the weekends at the country club with lime green pants and an orange shirt. Sorry, you can't win in politics that way. You got to fight, man. So I'm with Dave. We got to fight. Trump is our leader. He's showing the way. He is fighting. But the rest of them don't really do anything. But Trump's carrying them all. He's like the caboose that's carrying the whole train. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Last segment coming up, 833-WAR-TALK. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
War now! Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Why are we winning the generic poll by 6 points? Why do I think Trump is so high in the Rasmussen poll? Why do I think we're going to win the landslide in 20 and win big in 18? I'll tell you why. Because Australia provides example. You see what's happening with the crazy liberals here. And in Australia, it's just as bad or worse. We've been saved by Trump. Parents are furious as Australia seeks to ban the use of boy or girl in toys or textbooks. They want to audit children's books and toys with a plan to ban them from kindergarten schools and libraries if they don't meet strict gender guidelines. They can never again call someone a boy or a girl. That's gender stereotyping. Okay? This is the scariest thing. The research suggests educators should minimize the extent to which gender is labeled and avoid telling children what boys and girls should do. Can you imagine? That's what's going on in Australia. I used to think that was a place to flee if we had another Obama, another Hillary. But you know what? Australia is just as bad as here. The liberals take over. They ruin everything they touch. Let's take some calls. Let's grab, let's see, the longest waiting is Marie in South Carolina. Marie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, how are you doing finally?
Hey, Marie.
Listen,
what's on your mind? What's on your mind?
A whole lot. But you know what comes to me? The Democratic Party is the party of corruption. This is why they want this Robert Mueller investigation going on, because they got a lot to hide. They are all involved, Obama, Hillary Clinton, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, well, you know my saying for the Democrats for the upcoming election, Mama, make America miserable again.
Yes. Yeah.
Party of corruption. Party of corruption, party of globalism, not loving America, not thinking we're special. And it's the party that wants you to be poor and wants to keep you poor for the rest of your life so you're dependent on government. You know? That's the Democratic Party. Hey, Marie, how's life in South Carolina? All good? Weather good?
Well, it's doing okay. We had a little tiny bit of rain.
All right. Well, a little rain's good. Makes the plants grow green. Hey, Marie, we appreciate your calls. We appreciate your loyalty to this show. Thank you for calling. I like to get things moving, so we make sure we get in a lot of calls. Let's take a Jerry from Texas on line one. Jerry, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm pretty good, Wayne. How you doing?
Very good. What's on your mind, sir?
You ought to take care of Chris. That's a good fella.
He is. That's the guy who screens all the calls. He's our board op, as we put it, at USA Radio Network, and they screen all the calls for Newsmax TV. Thank you, Chris, for doing a great job. So, Jerry, what's on your mind?
I want to talk about MS-13 she was talking about a while ago.
Yes, animals.
That's weird because I listened a little earlier today and MS-13 stabbed this little boy to death in Boston.
Terrible.
And he asked him if he was going to stab him. He said yes. And he,
that's the
and
guy
he
called the animal who they're putting away for 40 years. That's the guy.
Right. That tickled me, but I think they ought to do them like they did them little girls up there in Long Island. Cut them all up with one of those machetes. Let them die like the way them little girls had to die.
Well, look, let's just, I believe in the death penalty. That much I could tell you. I think they should get the death penalty when, you know, eye for an eye, tooth for tooth. I guess we can't torture them, but we certainly can give them the death penalty, and I think that's fair. But we don't do it in America anymore. We almost never do it. And if you do get the death penalty, you sit in jail for 40 years rotting away and using up taxpayer money to sue to prevent the death penalty. So maybe we're better off giving them life in prison and taking away their right to sue, because who wants to spend $20 million in legal fees of taxpayer money, right? So, you know, there's no real answer to this stuff, Jerry. Liberal judges don't want to give anybody the death penalty. So forget about torture. It's hard enough getting the death penalty nowadays. But they deserve it. Bad guys. As Trump would say, bad hombres. Jerry, thank you for the call. Jerry from Texas. John from Virginia on line 2. John, you're on with Wayne Root, probably the last call tonight. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Wayne. How about yourself?
Great. What's on your mind?
Real quick, I got so much I want to talk to you about, but the one subject I want to talk to you about right now is personal responsibility when it comes to handling weapons. If a kid's not smart enough to be able to use a weapon correctly, or if he's not being supervised as parents, how does he get the weapon from his parents, and are the parents being held responsible, especially after you find out they're a minor and they had to get the weapon from their parents in the first place, because they certainly can't buy them? And the other thing is, why aren't the conservative or anybody, the conservative radio and TV stations even talking about personal responsibility when guns don't kill people, people kill people?
Right. Well, by the way, I want to correct you on only one thing you said, only one thing I disagree with. Kids can get guns without their parents. You can buy them on the open market. You know what I always say, the easiest place to get a gun or drugs is a prison. So if a prison that's, you know, guarded and you get in guns and contraband and, you know, drugs, contraband, and guns, then on the streets of a city or at a school, you could always get a gun. So you could buy a gun on the open market, you know, the dirty black market, with cash. So kids can get guns. But yes, I agree with you. If they get the gun from the parents and they commit a crime, the parents should be held responsible. Are they idiots? Why has their kid got a gun? Didn't they know he was dangerous? Yes. That was your point, correct, John?
Yeah, and just I want to know why nobody else, the conservative TV or radio stations, even talk about personal responsibility.
Well, I don't know. My answer to you is just there's so much going on that here's all the stories I can't get to today, and they're all great stories. So it's just there's a lot more sexier stories that get ratings than talking about personal responsibility. That's all it comes down to is TV's about ratings and sponsors and advertisers. We've got to pay the bills, and that's not a sexy story. Sexy story is some of the stuff I talked about tonight. So it's hard to get anchormen and journalists to talk about stuff that doesn't make the ratings go up. Just the realities of life on TV and radio. All right? Just being honest with you, John. All right. Thanks for the call. Wayne Allyn, War Now, Newsmax TV. My Power Hour, the aftermath is over. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night. Be safe. God bless you.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.